back to the ITD Morning After with McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on Team 1380.
It's 8:09 in St. Louis, and you're listening to the ITD Morning After. This sounds like a racer to me. Is this a racer?
Zamfir. This is Zamfir and the Pan Flute. There's no...
Peter Schilling, Major Tom fame?
Wow. I heard that Pan Flute at the beginning, and I thought Zamfir had kicked his game up a notch or two.
I haven't heard of either of the last two.
This one's kind of obscure. The song that this guy's more famous for is Major Tom. I don't know if you ever heard that one. I think the song's called Major Tom. Can you pull that one up for coming back for the next commercial break, Austin? Make that magic. God bless you. Thank you so much. TITD Morning After on Team 13. Jimmy the Cat Hayes will join us from Cincinnati, where the Cardinals are locked in. Coming up in about 15 minutes, and then Adam Timmerman giving us his take on the state of the Rams. He was critical of Scott Linehan leaving St. Louis and when he was cut by the Rams, and so I'm anxious to hear what he has to say now. And this isn't a guy that's, you know, I think those of us that covered him know his demeanor. I guess I take for granted that the listeners also know he's just, I don't know how to describe him. He's just a good guy. For him to take a shot, he has to feel pretty strongly. Let me put it that way. And I'm anxious to hear kind of the backstory on why guys inside the Rams locker room might not or just flat out don't respect Scott Linehan. So that's what's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. You can always email the show. We found out that Mike Lee ding-dong ditches Albert Pujols. And we'll find out more as Timber Fake has been on hold now for an hour and 15 minutes. What's going on, man?
Yo, what's good, man? Hey, I'm at the Four Seasons, man.
You're at the Four Seasons with whom?
Actually, it's Tatoosh's ex, and I'm not joking. It she like dated Eric Johnson from the Blues too. It's kind of crazy.
Right.
That's who you're with now.
I'll show you in a minute. Like, wait, what's your favorite coffee from Pete's?
We can't have guests here at the station, unfortunately. The security is very tight.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm overlooking the balcony right now.
Overlooking the balcony, or you're on it?
I'm on it. Okay. Talking to you guys.
Right. So you're at the Four Seasons. Who paid for this?
Not me.
I knew that. So she likes you so much. So we could actually spot you from the studio? Producer Joe is like, it's like he's got a telescope now. He's like,
if we could see him, that means he'd have a straight shot at us.
it'd be me.
Charlie, you'd be the one that'd get whacked?
I have the window spot.
I see that you're on the dirty this morning, and there are insinuations that the ass that you posted a picture of yourself resting on is actually the ass of a gentleman.
He fell off the balcony.
What happened? Am I right? Fine, he's gone. Yes, Rudy?
All right. Hey, yeah, man, what you guys were saying about players not showing no respect anymore, I think the Rams need to spend about $100,000, go out and bring in some players that used to love the game, you know, for about a week to work with the Rams players. You know, like, say, bring in John Riggins, work with Jackson, or Joe DeCobe to help work with the offensive line, or maybe Mean Joe Green or L.C. Greenwood to come in and work, you know, with the defensive line, or, you know, Worley or Fisher to come in and work with the cornerbacks and stuff. You know, just try bring in some players that had a love and respect for the game. These guys don't have no love and respect for the game anymore.
Doug, there you go. I think that kind of lays out a great game plan to turn this
thing around. A lot of them are retired and
doing nothing.
They would probably, you know, $10,000 to help them, and plus they probably wouldn't mind getting out of the house.
Once you retire, you have no life, apparently.
Yeah, you just shut it down, I guess. Rudy, what gets you out of the house?
Oh, God. I got woke up at 3:30 in the morning. The old lady's on a roll again. I had to get out of the house.
Hold on. What do you mean? The old lady's on the road?
She's on a roll. On a roll.
On a roll.
Roll.
You've done something to anger her.
Oh, God, I don't know. Mouth just don't shut up. I go from room to room, get away from her. I had to finally leave the house.
So she woke you up at 3:30?
Yeah.
Why? What was the problem?
I don't know. She said something about my cat had a seizure.
Yeah, so why would that be your fault?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you yell at the cat for that?
All I know is I went to bed right after the remake of the Channel 2 News, like 1:30.
The remake of the Channel 2 News.
I get woken up at 3:30. And I'm like, God, and then that mouth just don't stop.
Is your cat okay?
Is your cat okay, Rudy?
Yeah, he seemed okay to me.
All right, that's good.
I'm just going by what she's saying. She said that rain, I heard a lot of her Christmas stuff got wet.
You already got the Christmas stuff up in September?
Or they just haven't taken
Alex
it down.
Ah.
Alex Barron.
That was good.
Well done.
All right. Well, I guess I'll talk to you guys later then.
Sounds good.
All right, Rudy.
This is a segment dedicated to the nitwit misfit callers of this program. Yes, Timber Faker back.
Yes. Anyways, she was wanting to tell you a story about how she works at Hot Shots downtown with the Cardinals, you know.
The Cardinals also work at Hot Shots?
No, the girl I'm with works at Hot Shots, and she was wanting to tell you a story.
Okay.
She dated, like, Eric, what's his name for the Blues? I mean, like, Eric Johnson?
Yep.
But anyways, but the funniest thing, here, hold on, tell him.
Now, Hot Shots is the place where the girls dress very risque, right?
It is. Good morning.
Hello?
What the?
We heard her for just a brief second, but then apparently you put the thing back over her mouth.
Gone again.
I think he ties them up. It's like I have a hostage here, and we hear just a couple of words. Help, get me. No, that's enough.
And then the phone's disconnected. Anna, you've developed a rapport with this gentleman, though. What did he Facebook message you last night? What did he say? Did he say, what's good?
He called you his main man a couple times.
Nice.
He apologized for being a douche. And
so at least he acknowledges it.
He's trying to get into broadcasting.
Obviously.
So,
he can flat out flow.
Anyways. Did you egg him on at all? Did you indicate to him that he might have some kind of chance with you?
Yeah.
I responded, yeah.
So is
there something going on with you and Timberfake?
I mean, we'll see.
How did he get your name?
Wasn't a no.
Screen name.
You can just look up. Apparently he knows my name, so you can just look. Yeah.
He tracked you down, is what he did.
See, I've never done these Facebook MySpaces.
Oh, it's a great way to get laid.
Great way to pick up some strange.
Some really big cool points.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, this is your last shot here.
Hey.
Release that woman.
She will not get on the phone. She works at a certain place downtown that I cannot say.
You already said Hot Shots, dumbass.
Yep, I will just can't. But anyways, Dan McLaughlin goes in there and hits on her. I don't know if he's married.
Oh, God.
She's pissed. I promise you.
You can't. Honestly, I really doubt that. And you know, I know Dan. I'd be surprised. Honestly.
Does Dan hit on you or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't make it up.
I'm not telling that shit because he knows.
No. She's turning the phone away. Anyway.
She's drugged.
But I want to talk about this girl you got on the studio. I mean, I'm at the Four Seasons. I'm having a great time. I'm doing supersets. I got the sauna. I'm getting a massage in a minute.
Okay, what? So what?
I was going to bring you guys Pete's Coffee, but man.
We can't. Security here is tight.
Yeah, security's real tight. Sean Wesley's working?
Yes.
I'm just joking. But anyways, yeah, but that girl in studio, man, like I had her on Facebook. She's actually really, really cute, and she's a sweetheart.
Yep.
Aww.
Look at that. There's something going on,
Hi,
Anna.
Timber Fake.
Oh, my God. Anna's enabling this.
Yeah, there's some real heat going on here.
But,
are you gonna blushing.
Are you going to hook? Hold on, shut up. Are you going to hook up? Are you going to hook up with Anna?
No, I don't know. I would take her up on the hill. We'd go to Dominic's. I'd take her to Dominic's.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nice evening.
What about the girl that's sitting there next to you? Doesn't she get jealous when you try to pick up another girl on the radio?
I don't know. She's too worried about tattoos and all that, man.
Really? Okay. Hey, I want to put you on with somebody that isn't a fan of your work. This is Angry Alex. Angry Alex, good morning.
Tim.
Yeah.
Why do you continue to kill the show?
Timberfake, this gentleman does not like your appearance. He does not think that you should be a regular on this program.
Me or him?
No, Angry Alex.
Angry Alex doesn't. Well, let's have a boxing match.
I will break my hand on your face.
Well, I got security when I go out.
You
can do what you do.
Have security. I got security too. It's called a left and a right.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I know. Hey, babyface, man. And the thing is, though, don't hate the player, hate the game, man.
I'm hating the idiot.
No, it sounds like you're jealous, man.
Actually, no. I probably make more money in my sleep than you.
If you got enough energy to call in and hate on me, something's going on.
Actually, I'm sitting at my desk at my job.
Yeah,
listening to the radio.
That's my whole point.
What?
Yeah, your job. Yeah,
where,
job.
Where are you
calling
at?
In on me while I'm at the Four Seasons being a play, baby.
Yeah, you're cool. You're at the Four Seasons, right?
You want to call my room number?
Who cares about the room number or the Four Seasons?
Okay,
all I'm saying is you're an idiot. And if I see you, I'm breaking my hand.
I'm scared. I'm running.
You don't have
right
to
now.
Be scared. It's just a promise, though. Just so you know, if you see me coming.
Well, maybe I won't see you coming, but you won't see me coming.
Perfect. What?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Are you retarded?
I don't know. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Wait, let me get this straight. You're at work, and you're calling about me. You're that angry about me calling in the show.
No, I'm not angry about you. I'm angry at him, actually, for killing the show for you.
I call that piss poor. You're worse than the rain.
Uh-huh.
I call you a rain.
Okay. That's it.
Tim.
That's good stuff.
Angry Alex.
Dude, seriously. The show was moving along, and I'm surprised the Prime Minister just let you just get away with that kind of stuff.
Get away with the kind of stuff.
You guys were doing hard scrabble journalism there for a second, and then you just, I don't know, you killed it with Tim.
I don't know. I kind of find it pretty amusing. I got to be real honest with you.
Yeah, it is. It's amusing to a point. Then it just gets sad.
Well, I don't know. I find it to be pretty amusing. I got a nitwit saying that he's at the Four Seasons, and every time there's some strange girl who isn't allowed on the phone, and she's always the girlfriend of a St. Louis athlete. I mean, I think that this is good stuff.
But to drag Dan McLaughlin in the middle of it.
Yeah, poor Dan McLaughlin.
I like how he said he was super
thank
sad.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah,
so right. He's a play baby.
He's a play baby at the Four Seasons. Yes, Ryan?
Okay, first off, did he just say you guys were doing hard and accurate journalism? Because there's something wrong there.
Doug?
What?
Other than that, guys, I have to say, how do we maybe throw your guys' name in the hat for some sort of an award? Because this is the best radio, I think, in the history of radio.
I agree with that. Doug, you agree with that, I know.
Oh, sure.
I think Timber Fake deserves a contract, and the powers that be at 1380 would be idiots not to do such a thing.
Well, that's something I think we ought to look into. I know that there are opportunities on the weekends. Maybe to give him a program, I wouldn't mind.
He's
actually
got a lot of cash.
He's at the Four Seasons. He's a play baby.
He's being a play baby.
He doesn't need a radio show. He's at the Four Seasons being a play baby.
He's somebody's
boy.
Oh,
yeah!
I've had it suggested to me that we put it on the exit poll tomorrow as to whether or not Timber Fake continues to be allowed to be on this radio program or not. He's a polarizing figure. Yes. He is. He's the Mike Martz of St. Louis sports right now. Look at all the phone lines line up with people wanting to talk about this guy. He's unbelievable. And Anna, now you're going to go on a date with him.
Are you really going to go on a date with him?
I mean, that's a little extreme, but
I mean,
that
Dominic's
evening sounds cool.
Are you going to continue to be Facebook friends with him? Continue a dialogue here?
Why not?
Nice. Something's doing, Charlie. Yeah.
I guess.
Something's doing here with
Timber
Fake. I
need to get this Facebook, man.
Facebook's the move. I'm more pro Facebook than I am MySpace.
See, when I was back in the day, Facebook, you had to be in college to have it.
They got rid of that.
The case anymore.
And
right?
I don't know why they did that. I mean, it probably
because I missed Facebook by like 1 year. Right after I graduated college, next year everybody's like, hey, Facebook, and nobody ever talked about it when I was in school.
It's the move, and my wife is a Facebook predator, so now I've gotten on board the Facebook thing. But I'm using it as a way to get laid.
Okay.
So it's very helpful.
With your wife or with someone else?
No, God, with strangers.
With strangers. And that's what she's using it for, clearly, as well.
Absolutely.
You're okay with that?
Oh, God, yes.
One of my buddies in Chicago did meet a girl on MySpace and fly to Florida to meet her.
That's just weird.
A friend of yours met a girl on MySpace just out of nowhere.
They had a month, 2 month correspondence on MySpace and flew on down to Florida to meet her.
Really? And how did it go?
It went okay. I mean,
so he got there.
They're not, it was more of a casual. But yeah, I mean,
you're not going to expect like an engagement.
Yeah,
don't
expect the invitations. But I mean,
Yeah, there are these guys that like, MySpace celebrities, what I call them, that'll like take off their shirts and like douche it up on MySpace and then use it as a way to score. I'm telling you,
does that work?
I guess for Charlie's buddy, it did.
Does it work for your wife on Facebook?
I don't know. We don't talk about
shirt?
It. No. Gentleman on MySpace.
Oh.
I'm talking about...
Well, yesterday you said your wife had recently gotten implants. And I thought maybe this is why she was become a Facebook predator, to show them off.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Walt. Thank you so much. 824 in St. Louis. Your emails on Timberfake, I'm sure, already coming in. We get more emails on Timberfake than we do, I think, anything else.
It's a hot button issue.
What producer Joe does moan
said,
for?
No,
he said Alex Barron.
Oh, Alex Barron? All right, Alex Barron and then Timberfake. The Alex Barron thing is bordering on getting played out, so be careful if you want to win the ticket, guys. Email of the day. We have Jimmy the Cat Hayes joining us from Cincinnati. Speaking of played out, you have Timberfake, and then we have Adam Timmerman joining us at 9:25 here on the ITD Morning After. You are listening to Team 1380.